Amen. Pam chaya mampaye. Ye rade eni ye nyan kopon. Osro eni asase yafo. Di oto nsio no obo ewia. No ma no ba ififime ni penye bidie. Ye ra insuran kan wedin. So yo batan ya. Obatan bi eni wi ase ni betu tuwe rade oho. Wona mama ansan nyina ansa kwaya no. Ye rade ya na wase ani etiafo. Ya sia yetie ye wadum ti ni yetie ase. You need to me be away, you might be to me the idea, pet. When they are more than, when they are tipaja four, when they are home bambo, when they are chimney a catabo. Sana be any more dominate about women, I say. The administration said, Kayan and I will wager with your good recovery. Let two man feed the entering in our sons, every day, you're about winning permanent with him. Giant. But what about the idea in a to me, your home? Tana be a tree and suffer, sir. She uncle, I'm going to be a farm with your good recovery. Nene de ma yebusa di nru anim san se wo ye mpae botiefo wo se be fere wo fie mpae bobia wo ma yaba ye be bom mpae ma ye hu anim nyam wo Jesus Christ din mu nti amen
amen
Awurade nhyira ye nyina
may the Lord bless us all
ye fa ye kire sem ne bia ko Ephesians ngoma
we are opening our Bibles to Ephesians
ye be di kan kan chapter 6
Ephesians chapter 6
verse 10 to 13.
Ephesians 6 verse 10 to 13.
Ephesians 4 ma etredu. Etrensi anje chemudu akopem. Edu me yansa.
Amen.
O se die die akire no. Oma mo honye den Awurade ene na ho odi tumi mu.
Amen.
Mo nhye Nyakopon akodie nyina. Na mo atumi agina ene obonsam na ede ede ase. Efri se enye ye ne mogya ene honam ene anya ne mom ye ne panenie ene tumidie ene wiase tumemu wiase sum atumfo ene ahommone a ewo soro hono verse 13 ye nti mun hye nyankopon akode anyina na mo atume agina edabone no mu na mo yono nyina wiya mo gina ho amen
amen Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 Bible says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that he may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that he may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Amen.
Yes, I can read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5.
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 5. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 ene afori a wobo ma onyankopon a etuhwa na eyeda no na adwamamfo 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 ene afide ye nyina ana ene brede ma omodimpo ewo mumu sade ese ahotefo ene eniwudie ene nkwasiasem ana asresem a ense na emom aseda efri se munim dada se adwamamfo ebiara ana efidiye ana wonibrefo a oyɛ obotunsun ni eni apagyade Kristo ni Nyankopon ahenie mu amen
amen Bible says be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and had given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness let it not be once named among you as become sin, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Amen.
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 When you pay a bit, my father, a beam, I can kind of say they are canoe. The more D and then in Chelsea, they are on seven. Tina Yubeka Sacha, na meet you need in a hair radit here, huh? Say, be I really, I wouldn't know Mukasa, a best swab by my
Amen.
We use to Christ with him, Monty. Amen.
Amen.
Come to entrance.
We may be seated.
And I give myself and what you say. God's rules in our spiritual battle.
Yes, I'm not saying say Unyankopon, Eddie Hene, Ewo, Yehun.
No, she say, yeah. Ah, what she say, Ewa Yakudimono. Say a funny idea, you might be young Kunim before. Amen.
Amen.
If you're Unyankopon, say, where you're Domberima.
We call that the Lord is a mighty God.
Or ye asafudom safohene.
Yeah, he's a mighty warrior.
It is a nyankopono. I didn't think this said in a tono.
Why do we give the name a mighty conqueror to the Lord?
Because what be a kufra body asasia?
Because he has been in battle from the beginning
of the world.
He created Lucifer and all of his angels.
And Lucifer has a man in Musso, now sorry at your rally.
And Lucifer wanted to exalt himself above heaven. But we know that the Bible says there was war in heaven.
Satan, you need to fua, or pursue a genial coupon, 2 minutes and no one.
Satan is a wise man. He just wanted to take the possession of God, the power of
God.
But the Lord didn't
wait.
But Satan was able to overcome them with enticing words for the angels to follow him.
Now, before Michael, Satan is here.
So the angel Michael and the devil had a fight.
Satan, so no.
And when they overcame Satan,
Satan
the Lord cast down Satan from heaven.
And
when he was cast down onto this earth, there was this message that was given to the dwellers of this earth that woe unto men. Amen. So we know that the Lord is a mighty conqueror. Then the devil didn't get any place than to dwell in the Garden of Eden.
And
the Lord planted his word in Adam and he said, Adam, I've made you in my likeness. So when God created everything, Adam was a person naming all these
creatures.
So God has trust in Adam that Adam can overtake anything he has given unto him.
But
you know Satan is a liar. And he used this lying spirit into the Garden of Eden. But when he came into this
garden,
he went to Eve. He was able to overturn the word of the Lord. So when he was able to overturn the word of the Lord,
and they believe what he said, all the inheritance that the Lord gave to man was
lost.
The power that man was having. So he is a cunning man who knows how to fight a battle. Sometimes when you are conversing with somebody, you say that Satan is a fool. If you have ever said something like that, don't ever say it again. When Jesus was alive, he said the prince of this world is
passing.
He is the prince of all the world. He has battled against the sons of God from the beginning till this time. But God is having his own commandment. If we abide in it, we can overcome. That is why he said in the book of Ephesians that we should put on the whole armor of the Lord. If you put the whole armor of the Lord, then we can stand against the enemy. The armor of the Lord is his word. Satan wants to have you by letting down the word of God. This is how he did to Adam and Eve. The Lord has said.
So Matthew chapter 4.
If you can remember Matthew chapter 4. That is what he did to our Lord Jesus. It is written. Because Jesus was the Word. You can never overcome the Word. Heaven and earth shall
pass away,
and the Word of the Lord shall not pass
away.
But when Satan encountered with the Word, the Word overcame Satan. If you abide in the Word of the Lord, in all circumstances, in every time, you shall overcome the enemy. Many a times we let down the Word of the Lord and we journey with our own mind. We journey with our instinct. It shall never happen that we will overcome the enemy by our minds. Someone who were able to enter into Peter and spoke through him and Jesus, knowing all things, could tell that Satan, get out of thee. So the one which we have to do knows how to fight
him.
If you are going to fight with somebody at a battlefield, you need to know the things that your enemy is having, his own tactics, so that you may know all his strategies, all the weapons that he's having. If he comes against you in haste, you will be in difficulty. So the enemy that we are battling with, that is why the book of Ephesians says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities, powers, the prince of the air. So if you are battling with these things, you don't see
what you have.
It is not somebody that you are living in the same company. It is a battle of spiritual welfare. If he can be overcome,
it,
we need to abide in the Word of the Lord. The Word of the Lord is a strong tower. If we live in the Word, there is no battle that can stand against us. Let's use Samson as a case
study.
When you read Judges chapter 13, you can write it down and after you go home. God chose Israel as his own nation. Whenever they become obedient by the word of God, whenever they will go to a battlefront, they will be overcomers. But if they disobey against the Lord and reject the word of the Lord, then the Lord departs from them. Then the enemy will lay his hands on them. So Judges chapter 13, the people of the Philistines, their hands were upon the Israelites. Whatever works that they do, these Philistines will come and take it. If the Lord leave his son to the enemy, he doesn't leave them all. There came a time. The Lord saw that he needed to get a redeemer for the children of
Israel,
so he can redeem the children of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. So there was this certain woman who was barren. A woman by the name Manoah.
Manoah is Samson, Papa.
Manoah was the father of Samson. He has done everything that he could with his wife. So one day the woman went to her farm to
farm.
And the angel of the Lord came and visited her. And he said that I have known that the Philistines are tormenting you. The Lord has sent me to come and tell you. You are coming to conceive a male child. He will come and take the enemies and destroy them. But before he can be overcome as an enemy, there should be a commandment that you may abide in. This man, there should be no razor that should shave off his head. And you, the woman who is going to conceive the child, you shouldn't take any wine. Don't take any unclean thing. So when the word of the Lord was fulfilled and Samson was born, when he was growing old, he was abiding in the word of the Lord. He lived the word of the Lord. When his head was locked, he was gaining strength. Samson would go and battle against the Philistines. He would take a jaw of a mule, and he can slay 1,000 military men of the Philistines. the military men who were armed. Because the Lord was with
you.
Whether you are armed or not, the Lord fights all his battles for
you.
When you bring it to the canal ideas of men, how shall it be? Somebody without any weapon, somebody without any ammunition, he can kill this military man who has been trained. This tells you that if you lean upon the word of the Lord, the word shall never fail. The word shall not cause the enemy to overcome you. The word shall overcome the enemy. We can rely upon the promise of the Lord. He says that we should let all men be
quiet.
The Lord alone be the truth. Whatever that he says is the truth. So when something grew old,
no person will worry.
He wanted to get married. This same country, the Lord instructed him to come and battle against them. It was the same country he wanted to go in and marry. And his father told him, is there not any lady in this country that you should go to your enemy and marry among them? Whatever that they told him, he resisted. And the scripture says that his father thought that it was the Lord leading him to that
place.
So they left him alone to go there. The father helped him to go and marry to that lady. He came and settled down with the woman. How Samson was slain the Philistines. He will be bound with ropes and he will just tear it. He will lay his hands on the gate and pull it off. He will just tear the mouth of a lion. How was he able to do
it?
What the Lord instructed him to do, he was on course. As far as he was abiding the word of God, the Lord was fighting his
battle.
If we can abide in the word of God and not turn left and not turn to the right side,
we
shall be overcomers against our enemies. Many a times, what men do
see,
is that when we walk with the Lord, we tend to forget that he is the Lord who is the same. We thought that he is just a man like us. We can play with him. We can live any kind of life that we want. Before I continue on with this, look at what God said to Samuel. Go and anoint David because I have appointed him to rule over Israel. David was having a giant and a stout man in his
home.
He who was on the desert, the Lord knows that he is the chosen one. When he became the king of Israel and took somebody's wife and slain that man and impregnated that woman. The Lord did not say that I was the one who chose you, so I have overlooked against you. The Lord did not tell David that you are a man after
my own.
My Lord does not contradict
this.
If he hates sin yesterday, he hated it today. In the commandment, he is
that
they should not commit.
That
same word stands still today. When David committed adultery, the Lord did not just forgive him. He sent his prophet to go and indict him. When he accepted his sin, the Lord forgave him his sin. And the Lord made him to continue on his
life.
So if you read the book of Ephesians, that we read, he said that the church of the Lord, fornication, uncleanness, and filthy things, it should not be mentioned in the church of the living God. He is a God of jealousy. If we can be victorious, we need to abide in the word. If you are not serving the Lord, but if you want
to serve
the Lord, let all the world know that the Lord is
faithful.
If you abide in the word of God, your enemy shall be your footstool. There is no weapon that I can fight. Many attempts we overlook the word of the Lord. We live our lives anyhow. When things are falling apart, then we begin to say that the Lord has disappointed, that the Lord is no longer
with
me. I stand in the name of our Lord Jesus. If you will abide in the word of God, what he told Joshua, we should not turn to left, we should not turn to right. No weapon that can stand against us. We need to live the word of the Lord. This church, we know what we are going through. It is not an easy something. There are two things that is set before me. The Lord brought a revelation. Those sleeping saints, he will take them before the rapture happens. Sometimes we can do something and the Lord will set his eyes on us. So when we go forward, we just get stuck. So we have to be sure that we have put our ways right. So if something happens in our
lives,
we can tell that this is the doing of the Lord. We don't get a double mind. What is going on? What I'm telling you tonight is that he is the Lord who fights the battle for his
glory.
If you abide in the word of the Lord and walk with the word of the Lord, we shall never be failures. A fornicator, an adulterer, the Lord will judge them.
It is us
in this church.
Say Christ as afu.
It's being the church.
And
what
we are saying
in all over the world.
And no one says sit down.
It shouldn't happen. That any of us has been fornicated.
So
when you read the book of Corinthians, when somebody slept with his father's wife,
Paul said
that if I am in your midst, I will cast this person into the hands of Satan to destroy the body. Paul was telling it that he doesn't condone any sin in the church. So if we want to follow the Lord, we should depart from every uncleanness. Let us fear God. If God did not forgive David when he committed a sin, who are you? Let us fear the Lord. That we have to know that to fall into the hands of God is a dreadful thing. We have got into a situation that the love of God is departing from his church little by little. If the Holy Spirit dwells in you, man will err against you. But if you err, and the Holy Spirit convicts you, you repent from your evil ways, as David did. But somebody will have a stick naked. When he stands in the church, he is a fornicator. He is a grudger. He commits adultery. He steals. He can do all things. But in his heart, he doesn't feel guilty. It tells you that this man has fallen.
But
man sees you that you are a Christian.
Bible say,
the scripture says, he who is born of the Lord, he does not commit sin. Because the seed of God dwells in
you.
So we shouldn't be a respecter of persons. That we are living the kind of life that we want. Sunday we will come and sit here. That is why I used to tell the youth, may the Lord help them all. Every youth that has been dedicated being a male child or female child, you need to abide in your burden. It shouldn't happen that
way.
We need to live a holy life.
Now
we abide in the word of the Lord. Tell us in the word of the Lord. What is happening? Man has had a hard hearted. Look at the chairs. And look at the people seated here right now. When the prophet comes and begins his meeting, Look at the many people that followed him.
From even state to state, like this, travel hours.
From one state to another, they will travel so many hours.
Many
people has grown weary.
Yes,
the Jesus that the prophet spoke of,
I am for say history be no better read
it. It looks as if it's a history that he's reading to
but
us. This Jesus
said
as he was yesterday.
He's
still the same today. And he shall be the same.
He's
a Lord who does not change. But our attitude has changed him. Chase him from our midst. May the Lord forgive me. From our ministers. So the little
children,
we should cast away every
hypocrisy.
That we should know that the Lord is a God who is a jealous.
If
you want to be victorious,
you
need to take the whole word of the Lord. One of the word of God is,
so what do I hear there, but
if you are bringing your offering before the Lord, and remember that someone is having an ought against you, leave your offering somewhere. Go and make peace with that person. If you go and that person to refuse to make peace with you, it doesn't end up there. Take another person together with you and go and sit with that same person. If you go and he still, it still fails, bring it to the presence of the whole church. That the church will sit and sit. If the church sits on it and he still refuses,
then
we can regard that person as an adulterer. Some issue may happen. It may be long. A brother called me. And he told me,
brother,
this brother has called me. This our certain brother has done something against him and he's not in good terms with
the
apostle. I want you to call him and talk with him so that you can make peace between them. And I told that brother that when he told you that, what did you tell him?
Bible says,
I told that person that he erred against him, he has refused to go and settle with him. So tell him that the Bible says that if somebody done something against you, go to him and settle with that person. And this thing, it is difficult for us. Beloved, let us take God as
if
he has spoken
this way.
If you take him as he has spoken, then when we call upon him, he can answer us. As the deep calleth the deep responds. Because as we see that right here, the scriptures has made it clear to us that we don't
battle
against flesh and blood. And this spirit that you are battling against, you don't see with your eyes.
Satan, it's me already yes.
And if Satan was able to come to our Lord Jesus,
Bible says,
and the scripture says that after he has come in with our Lord, he left him for a season.
And this Satan
who has been battering from the beginning of ages till now, many of us are walking through
battles.
We all need the Lord to listen to us. We need the Lord to set us free from situations. The Lord help us in some situations. But we don't do anything with the Lord. But remember that anytime Israel turns its back against the word of God, then the enemy will lay hold of them. But whenever they abide in the word of the Lord, they will fight all their battles. When the Lord saved them from they were journeying with the Lord. The pillar of fire was leading them. When they saw that the enemy was
attacking,
all the Israelites were weeping. Are we coming to go back to captivity? Then Moses shouted,
Israel,
the people of Israel, be still. The Lord shall fight all your battles. And the enemy which you see, you shall see them no more. The same God, if you abide in his way, the enemy that fight against us, the Lord shall wipe them off. The Lord shall fight our battle. Christianity is not just a
matter.
Christianity is a life. Christianity is a
life.
We should let our lives shine
for
all men. We don't candle a light and put it under
yourself.
We place it on a candlestick so that it will shine before all men. Whatever life that we are living, whatever step that you are taking, whatever work that we are doing,
Bible,
the scripture says, God is not mocked. Whatever that you sow, you shall reap. So I counsel you to sow a good seed. That's your, you shall reap a good seed. That the Lord will water it. That it shall spread. We should take every bitterness out of us. We should love everyone unconditionally. Jesus was in love. Those that were unlovable, Jesus was able to love them. If the Spirit of Christ abides in us, we need to do the same as Jesus did. We shouldn't speak with our lips that, brother, God bless you. But there is a bitterness in your heart
against
our prophet William Branham says, if there is a little bitterness in you against your brother, you are paving a way of hell for yourself. God wants us to get to a certain place that we can be a soldier which he can use us.
The Living God Tabernacle.
So the church Living God Tabernacle. We shouldn't be, we have been like Capernaum. The words that we have heard with our ears. Many are wishing to hear those
words.
But the life that they are living, it is much important than what you are living. The food that you eat determines how you are going to
eat.
The word of God, which is food that you are eating here, if it has not been able to translate our life, tell me the kind of word that can translate. We should cast away all our
own.
Now we may have encounter with the Lord. The Lord wants to come and visit
us
so that we may know that
he's
in our life. He wants to reveal himself to us.
Now
we are not ready to meet the Lord. Murmuring and fighting and
is
too much. Amen. As
when
the coming of the Lord is so close, are we still thinking about all this?
May the Lord have mercy.
May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy on us. We need to see the Lord. We need to have an encounter with the Lord. We need to testify about
the
Lord. He said Jesus who was crucified. He was not in the tomb. He is risen. He lives. And he lives among us. We can manifest Jesus to others.
The Living God Tabernacle.
Living God Tabernacle. We began with boldness. Where comes from this weakness? Where comes from this
weakness?
Where comes from this? If our brother goes to
this,
it seems as him, he knows. It shouldn't happen like that. The scripture says that we should bear our burdens together. If it happens to me, it has happened to you. It happens to you, it happens to
us.
May the Lord help us. Tonight, you are going to see the reason why we
used
to be
famous.
We have cast behind the word of God. And we are worshipping our God with our reasons.
Yes, you say.
Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what have you done? Love those who hate you. If somebody curses you, bless that person. Let us be honest to ourselves. Somebody standing before you cursing you. If you are not going to succeed, you will die. He is telling you all this. How can you have a heart to love this person? But Jesus instructs you to love that person. Let us take it as the Lord
says.
He knows the reason why he said it that way.
Because
we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. As we are coming to an end with our message, what I'm telling the church is that
Bible say,
the scripture says,
adwamammɔ,
fornication,
afifiyɛ,
uncleanness.
My mood once our time.
these things, it shouldn't happen that it should be mentioned amongst us. Our body is the tabernacle of the Lord Jesus. So tonight you are going if the time passed that I allowed myself, that I made my body to be do all this unclean
things.
Tonight I've put in a stop. I'm dedicating my body unto you. When something was abiding in the word of the Lord, no enemy was able to stand before him. His father told him that there is women in our
midst.
Why are you desiring the women of Philistines? The Philistines saw that how Samson was slaying them. He need to have his antidote. It doesn't matter when it doesn't matter how many you are. If he rises on his feet, he will slay you all. Where is the source of his strength? Those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. When they wait upon the Lord, and the Lord give them the strength, they fight and become victorious in all their battles. One day, Samson, he went to Delilah, and Delilah told him, my love, where is the source of your strength? If you bind my hands with rope and you put it behind me, I'll be weak. And the woman did it.
Samson,
the Philistines are on you. He just teared the rope. The woman told him, Samson, you don't love me. You have lied against me. You have lied to me. Tell me the source of your strength. Take a rope and bind my hands. And use that hard rope. If you did this, I'm done. The woman was trying to seduce him. The third thing. Where was the source of his strength? Was when he revealed to them. This locks that I'm having, if you tie the locks and you bind it with rope, he was getting closer to the source of his strength. That is why the scripture says that we should not cast our pearls before the hawks. And this woman did it. Samson was able to stand up.
Samson, we are dada for.
Samson, you are a deceiver.
Samson, you know me.
Samson, you don't love me.
I don't know where I'm, sir.
Why have you done this to me?
The Bible says, Samson, home it.
Samson was so distressed that he was lying to his.
But I know you know what's that.
He didn't knew what was
going on.
Because was he was
in
the promise of the Lord.
It was torn in the pain in the amount of time.
He said he sold all his pearls to the slaves. Now he told the Philistine, the wife, that these seven locks, if you shave it off, I am lost. All my
time.
What have something done? He has sold the power of the Lord unto reproach.
Samson.
Somebody who
talks
about you that
offended your side,
the throne of Israel.
When they got
Samson, look at what he did. They plucked off his eyes. They tied his
wrists.
They were mocking him. He brought a reproach on
them.
Somebody whom the Lord has
said
that he will overrule. Somebody who is able to slay many soldiers of the Philistines. Samson is so miserable. Samson has betrayed.
Samson
has left. He has made the enemy
rejoice.
He has made the enemy
rejoice.
May the Lord let it forbid us that we may get this. That the enemy may rejoice in the midst of God's
truth.
Oh, Samson.
What
reproach have you caused to Israel? Israel was destroyed. The one that we were relying on. Look at what he has brought. Look at how they are mocking him. Blessed be to the Lord. When Samson was there, with his eyes being plugged off, he was crying, saying that the Lord, I am the tutor. Do not deal with me as my
enemy.
Lord, the enemy who is surrounded over
us,
as I have held the pillars, even if I will die, let me fulfill the word that
because,
let me revenge my enemies. Oh Lord, when Samson laid hold to the pillars, the Lord visited him once. Why did the Lord visit him? He got a remorse that he has caused the Lord down.
Samson.
Now, Samson, the strength has been restored. You read the history of Samson. Every time, compare your life to Samson's life. As long as you abide in the word of the Lord, the Lord shall fight all your battles. As much as you abide in the word of the Lord, that is where the script, there is no weapon that fashion against you shall prosper. May the Lord help us. That we should set our eyes on a godliness that we reject the power thereof. Because if you betray the Lord, you will turn his back against
him.
If the Lord is not in him, it doesn't matter the shouts. It doesn't matter the revival. It doesn't matter the fasting. But if the Lord is in our
life,
if the Lord is with us, whether the storm, the waves, when the Lord speaks, everything shall be still. Tonight we are pleading to the Lord. Lord, this is our hands. Our hands are unclean. We bring our hearts before you. Our heart is deceiving. Our body that is standing before you. The Bible says that it is your temple. And you walk in it. But we look in our lives. You are not in our body. We are using our man. Tonight, break us. Tonight, melt us. Lord, mold us anew. Give us a new heart. Give us a new heart. Give us a new heart, Lord. Let the character of Christ abide in us. May the Lord help us. Pray and plead to the Lord.
Our strength, thy grace. Our roots, thy word. Our end is the glory of God. Host of Captain Israel, something, something. Captain of Israel's and God, all for who seek that land above, be me thy shadow. We are.
it is the grace of the Lord.
Our
rules is the word of the Lord. And our end is the glory. This should be the song of every soldier of
God. Yes, I'm God's rule over our spiritual battle.
Our word says this. So His word guides us. As much as we abide in the word of the Lord and live the word of the Lord, it makes the Lord, our Lord Jesus,
that
if ye abide in me, I be in the word, and the word abide in you, anything that you shall ask in your prayer, believe that you shall receive it, and you have received it. So the question is, why have you not received?
We cannot joke with the word of God.
Yet you only go on as some diagro. If we can joke with anything in this world, the word judges every man. So we can't joke with the word.
And
tonight we all need repentance. The Lord should be Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lead to the Lord.
Said your worker Samson.
As you remember Samson.
Once
more, Lord.
Lord,
remember us once
more.
Remember the church once more. Remember our weapons, Lord. Every failure that has happened in our
message.
Lord, we shall be like Samson. We were joking with your way.
If it's an end time message.
We thought that the end time message. We have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So that is all.
But
the word needs to be a life. When Samson came to his realization, he has caused, let the Lord laugh. Anyone who will stand for
the
Lord, the Lord shall never let you down.
Anyone
who will not fear God, that he wants man to respect
him.
He is abiding in all kinds of
things.
He doesn't feel guilty in himself. Remember the way that we
pray.
All these things shall lead you to judgment.
God will surely judge you.
So may the Lord have mercy upon us, that we may not please men. We will only praise God.
David
being a king, God made Samson to go anoint someone to anoint him. In his iniquity, he pleaded to the Lord. You have done it and you have covered it. You have gotten the courage
to do communion.
Even come and dine with the Lord. Wow, is this not all
good?
Tonight we all plead to the blood.
Let
the blood atone for your church, Lord.
Let
the blood atone for your children. We need to possess the gate of our
enemies.
We need to possess the gate of our enemies. This is what the scripture told us. Tonight plead to the Lord. May He cover us with His cover our children. May He set us aside from all our enemies. May He circumcise our hearts. Every unclean
and
heart, life. Every evil thing. Every reproach life.
That
we have lived
caused.
May the Lord remember us. May He take us through the
battle.
Oh Lord.
We are Bible tearful.
You are a prayer answering God. We are before your presence, Lord. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, remember us. Lord, remember us.
You are no empire.
Jesus, oh
This is what the word of the Lord says. The thing is that the word of the Lord
says,
if Satan wants to visit you with one of these things, his property has come into your custody. As Jesus said, the prince of the world is passing, and he has nothing in me. There shouldn't be anything that belongs to Satan in your body. So tonight, go through your life, whether it is a
happy temple,
whether it's a spirit of masturbation,
the Bible says,
man, if you cannot live alone,
Wale,
get married.
So much sasidia.
If you can live, you need to live a holy life.
Now what you may radiate on it.
And whenever you call, the Lord. Whatever character that is in you, that is
Lord.
Tonight we plead to the Lord. Lord, circumcise me. Lord, clean me. Circumcise my heart. Lord, I don't like the life that I'm living. This spirit is bringing me that I turn to you, Lord. And you alone is my deliverer. So Lord, I lift my hands up to you. Lord, come into my life. Lord, come into my body. Lord, take everything captive. Destroy every kingdom of
enemy.
Lord, take every heritage of
the
enemy. Let your Holy Spirit fill me. Wherever your spirit is, there is liberty. If your spirit abides in me, that I may have liberty for my soul. I crucify every
Satan.
I curse every kingdom of Satan. Don't forget.
The Bible says,
if this evil spirit departs from the place, and the Holy Spirit does not fill that place, he will go to the desert and come back, and that place is still empty. He will go and bring seven spirits, which is stronger than it, and abide in that body, and it will destroy your
things.
It will bring in you
down.
Tonight, may the Lord be
gracious.
May the Lord come into our fold. May the Lord help us all. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the last week, you asked me, and what you are saying, we'll be able to answer.
Let us all come forward.
Let's
make a chain.
A spiritual chain.
We are making a spiritual chain.
It
is a chain of the Lord.
Satan.
The enemy that we have to do. He has battled
for the beginning of this.
Why won't they be?
You read Acts chapter 12. When they caught James and killed him, Peter was arrested. It wasn't the prayer of the church. Peter would have been slain. But when the children of the Lord with one accord, Lord, we don't agree
with you.
Lord, we will not allow this to happen. You said that if you bind, if you set loose, you will set loose. Set our brother loose from
you.
Release our brother in the name of our Lord Jesus. And when the church prayed, the prayer reached. The Lord heard.
Osman
he sent his angel. Enter into the prison.
Go on.
He broke all the chains. The door that was closed. The soldiers. The angel was able to. As Jesus
said,
he's still the same today. Tonight, the church, we are with one heart. Lord, we come before thee.
What David say?
Your servant David said,
if
you walk in the shadow of the dead, you shall not fear any evil. Because you are with your church. Goodness and mercy shall follow all the days of our life. This is what the Lord has said about us. All the reproaches, all death, all the sickness mother has been
saved.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
All
barrenness. As we have laid hold of
our
head, we pray that Lord, we bind the devil and we release the power of the Lord. Lord, come into your fold. The enemy that you sent,
who
released Peter, let him come in
your
faith. Let him bring salvation, freedom to your children, healing to your children,
that
we may have our peace as your children. Everything that the devil has
done,
we set loose today. Pray, open your mouth and pray.
Oh,
Jesus, you are the train. My own son,
we are right here. What you are saying? It's my son,
in our midst. They need something from the Lord. Some are seeking for healing. And the word of the Lord has come to us that those who are seeking for children, you will get it. But let us remember, the Bible says that we don't wrestle against flesh. When Daniel prayed, and the prince of Persia was able to help, that he will cause
his
prayer. Tonight we pray.
Everywhere
that the Lord has promised, every spirit that has
been,
we stand as the church of the Lord. We bind the enemy and his
power.
And we take the blessings of the
Lord
and
give
it to them. Whether it's healing, The baptism of the Holy
Spirit.
We need the
whatever
help that
we need.
In the name of our Lord Jesus. We resist
that. Lord,
come and visit
us.
Lord, come and visit
us.
Lord, come and visit
us.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
amen. Let it not be a
force.
Lord, come and visit your church. Lord, come and visit your church tonight. Lord, let our ancestors open your mouth and pray.
Joshua, my queen Moses is who?
My servant Moses is dead.
When I do a man babeko,
you are the one going to.
Now what shall I make sure when I say?
The promise that I promised you is.
Now one money and free my son.
If you don't turn from my word,
now I'm coming home.
Go left.
Now I'm going to find.
No right.
Now we can ask him what.
And you stand in my word.
What time food be and timing in our name?
No enemy shall stand before
you.
All the days of thy life. When Joshua heard the word of the Lord, and battering, and the battle was sore, he said, "The Lord, you have promised me. I have to overcome the enemy. Let the sun stand still. And the sun stood."
That's why Joshua is
the God of Joshua tonight.
So Joshua came and
Joshua spoke and
he fought
the battle. And he fought the battle.
And Joshua don't
open your mouth and tell
him,
Lord, I am. We stand before
you.
The enemy is battling.
When Joshua Kasai.
When Joshua spoke.
And
the sun
stood.
We pray. Lord, let the heavens.
Lord,
let the heaven hear. Fight all our battles. Oh Lord, your church stand before you. Send in our mercy.
Can what time for the tomb?
Put such
in it.
Let their counsel be. We are your children. Hear us through
our blood.
Hear us through your blood. Lord, come in our fold.
Oh, Rade.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah, Joshua.
You did it for Joshua. You did it for us tonight.
Oh, yeah,
you do it for us tonight.
Oh, yeah,
you do it for us tonight. Lord, come in our mess.
Rade, to your suffer.
Lord, he invites you.
Intimate Kasa. Oh, indeed, yes. Yes.
Church before the Lord. The living God church. If the Lord lives, what he did in the days of old, he will do it in every church age. If you look into the Bible says
Peter and John
was unlearned. They were able to call the name of the Lord. And the lame man was able to walk. If you come before the
presence,
it is not about the spirit of the Lord. That the Lord may have his
place.
The Lord.
Why am I for the soul?
Whom shall I
work?
That I may.
Why so?
Whom shall I work? That I may set those who are
coming.
He screamed unto him. The spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. Those who have been in captivity. I may set them liberty. Tonight your prayer is that Lord, I leave my all to you. When you talk about living God tabernacle, it isn't about a building. All the chairs can be taken out. Someone can buy them and use it for a
day.
But the church is we, the people in this room, because Jesus has bought us with his blood. Satan has nothing to do in our lives. So tonight we plead to the Lord, what you do with the people of God, do it in us to glorify you, because we know that John was unlearned. Peter was not educated. But when they called your name, miracles followed. Wonders followed. As he was yesterday, you are still tonight. Lord, we call your name. Let your name ring. Every child of
yours,
if you call his name and pray, let him receive his healing. Whoever is in captivity,
if
you call his name and pray, set him liberty. We call your name tonight. Let the things that
are in
the dead things come to
life.
Your name is Lord Jesus.
You are
able to do all things. Tonight we call on you. Come into our fold.
Shall we pray?
Let us pray.
To say,
when they ask Peter, what shall we do that we may have eternal life? Said, repent, every one of you, that you should be baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus, that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So when God was calling you to his house, he knew the gift that he has planted.
So
where if you are not able to see your gift, you may think that you are a spectator.
But
as long as that you have fulfilled the word of the Lord, there is a gift that has been gifted to you, that it may help the church of the living God. Others have gift of song, gift of vision, gift of wisdom. Someone will speak and the heart of men bestow. Lord, my brother who is standing beside me, my brother that I'm holding his hand, any gift that you have given to him, I have hold his hand. As it is a chain,
let
be a help to every one of us. Every gift that you have planted, that it may, if the enemy is coming from behind, through the gifts you may reveal him. Tonight, commit your brother into the hands of the Lord. My body is your temple. Walk in my brother. Consecrate him from all
uncleanness.
Circumcise his heart. Lord, fill him.
Yɛda wase. Anwummerɛ yɛaboa yɛ ho ano wɔ w'anim. Ɛberɛ a bɔne wura a Israel na wotɔre wɔ mo so no, na bebie nni hɔ a wɔn bɛkɔ bio. Hwan nkyɛn na wɔn kɔ? Wona wɔayi wɔ afiri Egypt. Na afei Awurade wapa wɔn bɔne nti. Anwummerɛ Awurade, hu yɛn mmɔbɔ. Yɛn mfomsoɔ gyinagyina yɛn anim o. W'asɛm ɛse yɛtene ne mpo ɛyɛ w'ani so ntomago fi. Awurade, ɛtɔ da a yɛadwene sɛ yɛayɛ ne yie nanso sɛ woyɛtene ne nti yɛakɔ nyinaa nyɛ. Awurade hu yɛn mmɔbɔ. Anwummerɛ yɛntumi ngyina ha sɛ Awurade yɛtene. Awurade yɛntumi ngyina ha sɛ yɛayɛ ne yie.
No sir.
Yesu hu yɛn mmɔbɔ.
Amen.
Yɛn ne yɛfie nyinara.
Oh Lord.
Kwan biara Awurade yɛafa soɔ.
Oh Awurade.
Nneɛma a yɛn nyinaa yɛayɛ. Yɛkasa mpo.
Oh Awurade.
Awurade hu yɛn mmɔbɔ. Wannye yɛn ɔgyefoɔ nni hɔ. Wammoa yɛn aboafoɔ nni hɔ.
Amen.
Sɛdeɛ amanfoɔ ahyiahyia mu a wɔresere yɛn. Nanso yɛgye di sɛ woyɛ Nyankopɔn.
Amen.
Awurade yɛmfa ahanta mfiri w'anim o.
Dabi o.
Yɛbɛbrɛ yɛn ho ase aka sɛ fa yɛn mfomsoɔ kyɛ.
Amen.
Woyɛ Nyankopɔn.
Oh Awurade.
Awurade anwummerɛ yi, ma yɛakoma mbubu wae.
Amen.
Deɛ a yɛayɛ mpo a yɛadwe maa so Awurade kae yɛ yɛakoma mbubu wae.
Amen.
Ɛsan sɛ koma bubu biara wo mpowae.
Amen.
Ɛserɛ wo, wo ne yɛakwan, wo ne yɛhan, yɛkɔ bɛ nyinara ɛyɛ wo a. Na Awurade sɛ anka ɛnyɛ wo a.
Oh Awurade.
Anka nnwummerɛ yɛ nyinaa yɛ wɔ he mfa. Deɛ atamfo pɛ sɛ ɔbɛyɛ yɛn, w'adom. Yɛn mfomso nyinaa mu w'adom.
Amen.
Yɛmpɛ sɛ yɛbɛkɔ so ayɛ Awurade. Sɛdeɛ wo ne yɛakasa anwummerɛ yi, Awurade wowɔ ɔdɔ ma yɛn.
Amen.
Boa yɛn.
Amen.
Na yɛnsa nso deɛ wopɛ sɛ yɛso mu no.
Amen.
Na afei deɛ ma wo tumi nyɛ n'adwuma wɔ yɛn ntɛ.
Amen.
Yɛda wo ase. Kristo wo din mu na yɛasrɛ. Anwummerɛ yi, yɛyɛ nnipa nti, sadeɛ bi wɔ hɔ anka wopɛɛ sɛ yɛbɛbɔ so mpaeɛ a yɛnyɛ yɛ Awurade.
Oh Awurade.
Hu yɛn mmɔbɔ.
Amen.
Na mma sɛdeɛ wo tene ne tiɛ no, deɛ yɛka mpo nsɛm fata no, Awurade ma nsɛ w'anim, ɛmfa mmogya no mu, yɛnyɛ kronkron w'anim. Ne kuma yɛn. Ɛda wo ase. Kristo wo din mu na yɛabɔ mpaeɛ. Amen.
Yenyina wɔn last prayer ansa na yɛatena ase. Yenua ɛsia mu ako sɛ ne nua Abinadi na ɛnte apɔ. Ɔnim sɛ Awurade yɛ mpaebɔ tiefoɔ. Ahotefoɔ bɔ mpaeɛ a ebi a wobie wo ne a na wo ne afa mogya no mu agye yenua ba Adi na nti bie ano berɛ tia wɔ sɛ Awurade yɛde yenua ɛsi nua Adi na ɛhyɛ wo nsa nti wo wura Yesu tene wɔ nsa ka no. Mfomsoɔ bi a wayɛ a ama Satan ade ne nsa ka no. Waba went to you, not one with Jay said Rade. When the mob was what the boy any womb put in your fit, oh, and I've done such a way. What is saying, my bay area, and then you dance here. So my beginner went in beside. I went here in Hawaii. And we saw a young pie with you for. Tear never went in me. We didn't Jesus, 70.
Osani yenu ya baye from pochire nyina mu. Wa Jesus Christ din mu ti. Amen. Erade yesro se bra wo me kofie. Masumbi e bronti ase nyina asofo bia nkodru fie. Sede o mashia e mosko amuka se. Ayese ne erade bo mponi mpono. Na yakoma mo hyehye yen. Ma menye ne gye won krem sa na dwa besa ne won. Na fie ne kwese wodi yenim wo kon mu a. Ebe yen kunem difo. Wade mesro sa na dwi kai wo ma. Na yi ehu bia free mu. Yi anye ne bia free mu. Fa wo do ne gidi hyeye ma. Se wo erade otumi ade nyina aye. Ye busa mpa yen san kan aye no. Be nyane da so sa wo beye. Wana wo hwe wani mo no wa ma wo ni mo enwa se. Wa ma won sense form. Obeye ne sa dia ma yen so. Kan ho bra ye koyi. Wo Jesus name nti. Amen.